If we could start off the interview a little bit, and I always like to find out folks' early influences, and quite often it kind of circles back to the Beatles. Did you have any early influences, Greg?
Oh, absolutely. I remember watching the Beatles on Ed Sullivan when I was 13 years old. The whole family gathered around the old black and white TV, and we were watching. I remember my sister was there, I was there, and I remember pointing to the screen and talking to my father, saying, "That's what I was going to do. That's what I want to do, Dad." And they're like, "Oh my God, no, please don't do that."
The breakup song came out in 81. I was a freshman in high school, and I just remember that song just got, I mean, it was on everybody's playlist. I heard that song constantly. Was there any inspiration behind the song?
Well, you know what? Really, it was two songs. I had the lyrics and the verses to one song, and then I was messing around with it in the rehearsal studio, and I remember Steve Wright, who was my bass player at the time, saying, "Why don't we take this verse and put it together with this chorus over here? They're both looking for a half a song," and then we put them together. It was like, wow, why didn't we think of that before? That was a brilliant idea. You know, we were young guys. We didn't know. We didn't know a hit record. We just had it. Oh, hey, that sounds good. Sounds good to me.
And then fast forward to 83, MTV was in full bloom, and Jeopardy came out, and it was a monster hit.
Yeah, you know, the beautiful thing about Jeopardy was when it's in its first year, it was one of the first concept videos, you know, that were mostly, you know, in the early days of MTV, a lot of fake live videos and that type of thing. But this was an actual concept. I mean, it was a story. You know, it's kind of a Night of the Living Dead thing.
And I'm guessing you get asked this a lot, but what'd you think about the Weird Al Yankovic parody?
Well, he called me up one day. They have to call you up before they can do a parody. They have to get your permission. And I said, hey, Al, I'm majorly flattered that you chose my song to be parodied, because obviously if it wasn't, you know, it wasn't well-known enough to be parodied, it wouldn't be parodied. So he says, yeah, I got a great idea for the song. I lost on Jeopardy. I said, wow, that is pretty brilliant. So I went down to L.A. They did it in a two-day shoot, and I went down there to make a cameo. In the video, I lost on Jeopardy. They had a set, you know, like a Jeopardy set. And I got to meet Don Pardo, and it was quite a trip.
Hey, Greg, how did you get into radio? Because maybe people don't know. I mean, we're right smack in the middle of the country, but you had a very, very long radio career beginning in the mid-90s.
Yeah, you know, I had, like everything else in my life, there was a lot of happy accidents. And I had been on the radio a lot during the 70s and the 80s because, you know, we were doing, this was, you know, back in the day, used to do tons of radio. Used to, you know, come in, do the morning show and then go do the afternoon show in another place. And I'd done it so much, it was like secondhand. So a friend of mine who had the 7 to midnight shift said, hey, could you look, you know, do my shift while I go to Hawaii for 2 weeks? So he goes to Hawaii for 2 weeks. I do the show. He comes back. They fire him. They hire me. About a year later, I remember I was in the John's Martin in his office, and I remember he said, "Would you do this full time, Greg?" And I said, "You know, I can't do it, John. It's too hard. I can't get up at 4 in the morning."
Right.
He goes, so he gets a little piece of paper, and he writes down a figure on a piece of paper. He slides it across his desk. He goes, "Would you do it for this much money?" And I looked at it, and I go, "What time do you want me to be here, John?"
And I did not realize this. I knew you had a radio career, but I did not know that you wrote many, what, six books? Four?
Yes.
Four to six?
Yeah. You know, I had a really nice run, and I'm working on the last one right now. Should be done probably by October, so maybe a spring release for the next novel.
You are still touring, and you've got a new album out. You want to tell, it's Rekindled. Do you want to, I love how you work your last name into all the album titles.
Yeah, you know, my mother used to love that. She's gone, but bless her soul. She said, to me early on, like years ago, she said, Greg, she said, it's an early form of branding. She goes, everybody's going to, you know, you've branded our name. Everybody in the U.S. knows our last name, Kin. Who would have thought that Kin would have been in so many, you know, circumstances? But there it is, rekindled, as in, I hope this album rekindles my career. I really feel musically that the band is better than it's ever been before, and people are loving it.
All right, Greg, hey, we'll let you go. I greatly appreciate you calling in to my radio show, and thanks so much.
Well, thanks, Kyle. I really appreciate that, and let's do it again sometime. Okay. What do you say?
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, brother. Bye-bye.